Judge Abdul Qawi Ahmed Youssef, president of the International Court of Justice, addressed the UN General Assembly on Thursday on a number of recent rulings. In the case Iran versus the U.S., he reprimanded Washington over its reimposition of sanctions against Tehran and ordered the Trump administration to lift restrictive measures linked to humanitarian trade, food, medicine, and civil aviation.
There remained a risk that the measures taken by the United States would have irreparable consequences, and therefore this was an urgent matter.
The Hague ruling in early October was a diplomatic victory for Iran after it brought the case to the ICJ in July. The ICJ found the U.S. to be in violation of the Treaty of Amity, a 1955 friendship treaty. Iran's ambassador to the UN addressed the General Assembly. He reaffirmed the ICJ position that any additional measure by either party would aggravate the dispute and laid out in detail Iran's position.
Imminent implementation of an additional set of sanctions by the United States, scheduled for after 4 November 2018, would certainly lay in the scope of prohibited acts with an aggravating effect on the dispute at hand.
Elsewhere in his speech, Ambassador Khoshru called on other countries to refrain from assisting the U.S. in its illegal measures, notably the transfer of funds for humanitarian assistance. After the General Assembly meeting, in an exclusive interview with Press TV, Iran's U.N. ambassador outlined the significance of Iran's speech, as it was the first time Iran addressed the issue before the U.N. General Assembly.
To inform world community of how America is doing wrongful action and how America is not abiding by the JCPOA and by the Security Council Resolution 2231 and also by the order of the court.
The ICJ ruling is classified as what is called a provisional measure.
While the date for the final verdict is still not clear, the ruling puts on the record that the reimposition of sanctions by the United States is viewed as illegal by the international community. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.